Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
In the middle of Name That Tune with, so far I have one, Hot Wings one, Steve one, Maitland two, Tommy's about to go on a roll. It's songs that mention limbs and body parts and whatnot.
That's right. And we are on Tune and Clue number 7. This band's guitarist saw a beautiful woman caught in a sudden downpour, and she was on the side of a Los Angeles road. He really wanted to help her, but by the time he turned his car around to offer her a ride, she'd vanished, which inspired the line, "She's got legs, and she knows how to use them." Free beer? Hot wings? Who's first? Hot wings? Hot wings.
Legs. ZZ Top.
She's got legs.
What a distinct sound they have. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Man, that album was huge.
Oh, Eliminator, my gosh. Yes.
And that came out.
Everybody had it.
Everybody, yeah.
It is time to move along to Tune and Clue number 8. You can hear the German version of this song, Come Give Me Dein Hand,
Hot
at
wings.
The beginning
Free
of the
bear.
2009 movie Jojo Rabbit. Hot wings.
I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. And I say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold.
That movie, Jojo Rabbit, is so insane.
What a great movie.
Really what a great movie.
It's a really interesting movie.
Yeah. Awfully good. So insane. I've never seen a movie like that in my life. So any new, well, not new, but movie recommendations, if you haven't seen it, watch it. All right, it's time for Tune and Clue number 9. In this song, this singer calls out someone who thinks love is a waste of time and who doesn't think there's any use in trying. She says this lover is so scared that life is going to pass them by. Their spirit is dying. Not long ago, she could feel their strength and their devotion. But what was so clear is now overcast with mixed emotions. Here is your tune number 9. Hot wings.
Get On Your Feet by Gloria Estefan.
That's right.
I can't ever hear this song without thinking of that scene from Parks and Rec where they have the, 6 inches of red carpet for her to walk out on the ice on. And it just keeps playing the one little bit of the song. Get on your feet.
Find it, I know it'll pull you through. Get on your feet.
When I was a grocery store bagger at A&P when I was 16, apparently I started whistling that song a lot. And the checker who worked there, and that was his full-time job, and I think we all annoyed him, turned around and said, "You can get on your feet, but you keep whistling that, I'm going to knock you on your ass." And I said, "I am done whistling, sir, but you know I don't have the control of that." So it wasn't long after that he said, "I told you to stop whistling."
Whistling enrages people.
It does.
I feel that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help. The only part I knew was...
Yeah.
Then a few minutes later, same thing.
Yeah.
I hated it just now.
Wasn't great. It is now time for Tune and Clue number 10. The line caught between Scylla or Scylla and... I don't know how to say any of these Greek gods' names. Charybdis is a reference to Greek mythology in this song. Scylla was a nymph who was turned into a six-headed monster by Circe. She lived on the Straits of Messina and destroyed any boats that passed by. Across from Scylla was a whirlpool where the monster named Charybdis, I don't know how to say it, lived. Sailors going between them were usually killed. Odysseus made it, which is described in the book The Odyssey. Somehow, some way, that is tied to this song. I have no idea how. Here's your tune, number 10. You
Hot wings.
The police message in a bottle.
No, hot wings.
The police wrapped around your finger.
That's right.
Seemed like it needed to be boat related.
Now that you mention it, this song does have a lot of things where I go, I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of cool clue can I put with this? And I think I found that yesterday. I was like, I need to do a little more research on this. And then forgot till just now.
Hot Wings now with 4. Mate with 2.
It is time for Tune and Clue number next. Julia Michaels co-wrote this tune, but this singer is the one who made it a smash hit. One of the lines, which some have heralded as one of the best pop lyrics of recent times, was improvised completely by Julia Michaels. She said, "I tend to do a lot of things spontaneously, like singing into the mic and just doing some little fun lines over the bridge. When we stopped and I said, wait, guys, I have an idea. It could be really dumb, but let's go with it. And then I just sang, I mean, I could, but why would I want to? And they went, oh, my gosh, that's great. And a little bulb went off. Here's your tune. Number next.
Can't keep my hands Maitland. To
myself. Maitland.
Selena Gomez, Can't Keep My Hands to Myself.
That's right.
I mean, I could, but why would I want to? Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. I want it all, more than
The music video for this one's actually really cool, too, because it's like... Throughout the whole video, she's just romantically like dancing around her partner's closet, trying on his clothes and doing all that. And then the cops show up and you realize she's a stalker and has been stalking him and stuff. It's like, I want this to be a movie. This is so
good. That's pretty good.
All right, we continue along with Name That Tune, Songs About Limbs. This band's guitarist wrote this tune specifically with the band's lead singer in mind, knowing his fondness for substantial figures. The tune is a playful, body-positive celebration of attraction to curvy women. Free beer.
Queen, Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
One of my favorite show memories, the band Wayland playing in the Buzz Acoustic Den for one of our early live morning shows. We come back from break with Massive Mocha about to emerge. All, I don't know, 400 pounds, ready to squash some show members.
Yeah, she was big.
And they busted into this song. Fun. That was like we were on the Tonight Show or something.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, same thing.
The seediest Tonight Show ever.
Yeah, that was fun.
We are down to our final two tunes.
Ooh.
Your second to last tune and clue is right here. This tune deals with a tumultuous relationship where the guy can't take it anymore. This couple clearly isn't communicating, and the psychological manipulations are taking their toll. They need to put an end to this game before it's too late. Here is your second to last tune.
Daylight.
Free beer.
Foreigner, Head Games.
Head Games! Oh my God, yeah. I'm like, why can't I
get it? It's you and me, baby.
Literally saw them perform this two nights ago.
You're like that contestant a while ago that lost on a Foreigner question.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Foreigner shirt right now.
Yeah, the Lou Gramm.
That's so funny.
By the way, still alive. Lou Gramm.
Yeah. How did he sound?
Sounded really good.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, oh, let's bring out the original Lou Gramm. And I was like, Lou Gramm's alive? Congratulations,
and he's just
man.
Touring with the band, but not actually touring with the band.
Yeah, because I Googled it. He released an album this year, a solo album. It was his first album since 1989. He's touring to support his solo album. He's doing certain dates with Foreigner. And then after it, he's retiring.
Okay. All right. Well, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody ready for their final tune and final clue?
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, Hot Wings has 4. I have 3. Mate has 3. Steve has 1. Tommy has 0.
Nice job.
Tommy, get this one.
Okay.
Final tune, final clue. In a 2020 Planters commercial that aired during the Super Bowl, Matt Walsh and Wesley Snipes are riding the Peanut Mobile, singing along as this tune plays on the radio. Mr. Peanut is the one driving, and then he swerves to avoid an armadillo. The vehicle goes off a cliff, and the three are left hanging by a tree. In order to save the others, Mr. Peanut plunges to a fiery death.
Oh.
Here's your final tune and your final clue that I just read.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
I just died in your arms tonight by Cutting Crew.
I'm going to give it to you. Tonight's not in there, but I give it to you. Tonight.
Must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
Cutting Crew, huh?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Great song, though.
It is a great song.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.